Wait, it's counting down. 6, 5, 4. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm Danielle.
Hey, I'm Jeff.
And welcome to the Upside Downside Podcast, where we dive into all things finance and business from our own personal experiences. We have owned businesses, created startups, and worked for Fortune 500 companies, mentored individuals, and much more. Today, we're going to talk about who we are and why you should listen to our podcast.
So anyway, I'm Jeff Bergstein, as we said, and Danielle is sitting here next to me. And believe it or not, we're great friends and we are 36 years apart. I know you can't see it based on my young voice, but we are 36 years apart. So here we are, upside downside. This is going to be a lot of fun, not just for us, but for all you viewers out there and listeners. I love that term. Upside downside, I use every day in my life, both personally and business. It's just a way to make things real simple. Instead of having a 5-hour meeting to decide what's the upside and the downside of the decision, it's a fun way to address business and personal decisions on a daily basis. And Danielle and I use that a lot in our interaction over the years. And we're going to have a lot of fun with this, giving you examples of experiences we've had, both with our families, with some of the characters we've met in the business world. And we want you guys to have a lot of fun along with it. We're going to want to hear some of your stories about upside downside. So instead of stressing in this crazy, stressful world we're living in, we're going to give you one tip. You won't have to read a 500-page book. After a few sessions with us, you're going to make all the correct decisions, either to go forward with decisions or not to go forward. And you're going to have a lot of fun doing it because you're going to take the stress out of it. So you're going to really look forward to this podcast. We're going to have a lot of fun together.
Thanks, Jeff. Hey, everybody. I'm Danielle Michelle. Nice to meet you. So we'll give you a little background of who we are. This is our first podcast we're ever recording. So it's nice to meet all y'all. We'll tell you about ourselves. So I'm a CPA, and that's what I do now. I have a business called Manufacturing Tax Recovery Services. And I know that sounds very boring, but I've done a lot of fun things besides that I'll tell you about. But right now, I have a company that we specialize in saving other businesses money through specialized tax credits and refunds and stuff like that. But prior to this, we've had a startup that I created, and that's how I met Jeff, which we'll talk about after Jeff introduces himself, called iTemp. So we've had startups in the technology and IoT world. I've owned a fitness studio, like a gym, yoga studio as well, and have had other businesses. And in addition to that, I've worked in the corporate world as being like a senior controller / CFO type of positions in the accounting and finance world. So we have a lot of different experience to bring to the table from all different views. And I'll let Jeff step in and tell you a little bit about how much more experience he has than me.
Thanks, Danielle. Danielle and I, it was a crazy meeting. Evidently, I retired after 36 years with Arrow Electronics, which is the largest semiconductor distributor in the world. I spent 36 years with them in starting out in sales and then in a whole bunch of management and supply chain positions. I ran a $100 million business, international and OEM. And then I got involved in the startup world, which is incredibly exciting now. Basically, when I retired in 16, I didn't realize I was going to have a second career, which started out really meeting Danielle with the iTemp. And iTemp, some of you who are on this call know it. It was a fire alert that we thought was going to make millions. We still think it can, but we'll go through some of the reasons it didn't and maybe some of the upside downside mistakes we may have made and some of the good things we did. But the bottom line is, right now, I'm having a great time. I'm mentoring a lot of startups. I'm on 4 accountability boards, mentoring both medical, bioscience, IoT, and clean tech entrepreneurs. So my life with Danielle, working at iTemp, is a great background for helping these young entrepreneurs. So getting back to when I met Danielle, I'll let her explain what she was looking for. But the funny thing is, before she almost even introduced herself, she was sitting in a lobby of a client of ours where we met. And before I almost sat down, she says, you know, you need to sign an NDA. And I go, what's your name again? And then she goes, and then the next statement was, Jeff, my husband signed an NDA, so don't feel bad. So I'll let Danielle, you could take it over from there.
It's true. So yeah, I invented a fire device that was called iTemp, and it's IoT. So there's a physical device that can go on any like stove. It was meant to go on any oven, even to a barbecue or a hair iron. And there was a mobile app that were created that it created alerts anytime like you left an oven on for too long, or if you left your house, it would notify you through geo alerts that had an oven that was still on and that you should turn around. So it was a fire safety device and came from my own personal experience because I left a candle on in my home when I had a one-year-old child in the next room, and the candle actually burned down to the bottom and I forgot about it, went to sleep, and I woke up, thankfully, and the glass was cracked, but got the fire out just in time, but could not shake it. When I went to work the next day, and I worked for a company with 600 employees, and that's when I was in the finance world, I had employees that were working for me that were calling in late because they had to turn around because their stove was on. And then we used those small heaters underneath our desks. And that was another thing. I had another phone call because I was working late the next day. And can you go check? And my husband was a firefighter, so we were super involved in safety and the volunteer work for that. And it was just something I couldn't kick. It was such a mass common problem. So I figured I had to make a solution to that. So it started with a drawing pad and a sketch board. And I'm a CPA. I have no idea how to make an app. I have no idea how to like write a patent or do anything technology based. But we figured it out as far as we could. But when it came down to the question of how do I do this as first steps, and that's how Jeff and I were introduced in the beginning. And I went to a incubator type space in Long Island, New York, where I'm from. And I went and asked the guy that ran the incubator, hey, okay, here's how far I've come. I've hired somebody online through a freelancing website. He's developed it from an engineering perspective to this extent. And we're testing just temperature. Like, what do I do next? Like, how do I actually make this like a real scalable product? And he said, well, you have to go to a product development company next. So I said, okay, do you have any companies that you would recommend? And he said, sure. So there was one that was about 10 minutes from my house, and I went there and I met with the owners, and they looked at it and they thought it was a great idea. And they said, we have the perfect person for you. We have Jeff Bergstein. He's a consultant and he's gone through everything you can think of in business, and he has a wealth of knowledge, and he'll be an amazing contact for you. So they introduced Jeff and I from there, and they were definitely right. I've learned so much from Jeff, and we'll get into all that experience because we've had crash courses in a matter of a very short period of time where we met top CEOs and presidents and vice presidents of companies. From the day I met Jeff, he's been more than generous to try to introduce me to the right people. And we scheduled days to go to all over Manhattan when we were at the rooftops of some of the major, major companies in New York, in the corporate offices to
I think the rooftops were a few of the bad days where, you know, you had to stop me from jumping. So, you know, that's why we were on the rooftops. But
yeah, multi reasons. But yeah, from the second, the first step that we did is between Jeff and I meeting, him and I just clicked. We had a connection. We hit it off. You know, he also, you could tell me if you thought it was a bad idea, but I think he thought it was a good idea because he stayed on board and became a partner in the company. So our relationship really flourished. And oh my God, we had so much fun. We went, like I said, all over, and he introduced us to all of his contacts from, everyone that knew someone that knew someone. And we went all over to every trade show that you can think of all the big ones in Las Vegas to Chicago, to the homeware shows. We've sat in the offices of some of the biggest names in the world that create products and home appliances and things like that, that were all interested in our product, and even from major, major real estate investors as well that wanted to put this thing in their buildings. But in addition to iTemp, you know, being in a crash course, as Jeff started out as advice, as he said, let's get advice, you know, let's bring this thing around and ask the most successful business people, what do you think? And that's what we did at step one. And I mean, we went to like almost 100 people of like, again, vice presidents, presidents of CEOs, owners of companies that had a wealth of knowledge. And we've learned so much. And the entire time we said that we should be writing a book because there was so much information that we're going to share with you here on that in this podcast throughout the episodes of the information that we were lucky enough to sit in a conference room or sit at their desk or sit at a dinner table, and really just generous owners and very successful people that gave us so much information that we're so happy to share.
So can everybody tell that Danielle is the shy finance person and I'm the I'm the introverted salesperson? You could just tell, right? No, but the bottom line is, one of the reasons Danielle is so successful is she's sharp business-wise, she's very personal, and what I think we both are, and I'll tell this to anyone listening, I tell this to all the people I mentor, is trust is what makes you a team. Trust is what allows you to get through the door where a CEO talks to you like you're his friend, because she's trusted you for years. And I'll tell everybody on here, be it family, friends, business people, I live by the word trust. And if you develop trust over 40 years, you're going to have a lot of contacts. If you don't develop trust, you're not going to have any contacts that want to do anything for you. So right off the bat, that's the biggest advice I would give. You know, upside in life is make sure when you're making a decision and you think it might be a negative one, but it's an honest one, you're better off telling your friend or your customer the bad news or the news that's difficult, because you're going to keep the long-term trust then. If you lie or fib, yeah, you may win that one deal for 20 grand, but you're going to lose the customer or the friend long-term. So along that line is we want to make this fun. We want to hear feedback from you guys going forward. This is our first podcast. Both of us, you can tell, are not shy, but it's our first podcast, so we want to make it different. We're going to come up with some fun stories, some challenging stories in both life, business, startup world, big business world, even some things that have happened personally to both of us, and how to get through roadblocks is a difficult thing sometimes. And I always told Danielle I wanted to write a book when I retire. I don't know when I'm ever going to retire, because my wife thought I retired in 16, but she sees me less now than she did when I worked at Arrow. And basically, I told Danielle, that's the way I make decisions. If something's more upside than downside, you go with it. If something's like 70% downside when you're thinking it, be it a job change, a business decision, advice for your sons or your daughters, you go with that upside downside, and it usually works. The tough decisions when it is 50-50. You really don't know what's upside downside, and that's when basically we all go through that. Sometimes you make the right decision, sometimes you make the wrong decision. So that's about it. We're going to get into some more specifics in the future. We just wanted to introduce ourselves today, I think. We get along great. You can tell we're still talking to each other after spending 5 years on the road with Danielle, never making a return airplane trip reservation. We've been stuck at airports. And she usually realizes it about 5 minutes before we're going to the airport. Oh, my God, Jeff, I didn't make the return flight. So here's a woman who's makes incredible decisions to get us to the point where we were, and then she always seems to book it. So, you know, we've taken bicycles home. We've hitchhiked all the way back from Chicago. All sorts of stuff like that.
That's a true story. Yeah. No, he's completely right. We've had so many fun times, and we've learned, like Jeff said, that he's inspired me with the upside downside to just look at things from that perspective. And just to touch on what he said about the honesty, we've learned so much from each other in different ways. And Jeff's been married for his anniversary was yesterday. Was it 48 years?
It was 46.
46 years.
Come on, don't age me. I'm only 46.
Yeah, he got married at age zero. So anyway, his wife is beautiful, sweetest woman you'll ever meet in your life. And if you know Jeff, he has a lot of beautiful, young, all different ages women that he is as best friends. He's got a lot of girls that are friends. He's a guy's guy. He loves sports. He's got a ton of guy friends, very social, but he also has a bunch of women that are friends. And they have a great relationship, and it's all based on trust. And even from a non-personal perspective, what I've learned from Jeff is that he develops strategic partnerships and he really cares about the people. So instead of sitting down and, you know, pulling out a contract or going over business, the first thing he asks is he shoots the breeze every single single time and asks, how's your family? How's your kids? What's going on? Remember last time you said this? And he legitimately cares and remembers, and it's not a scheme or some kind of act to try to lure someone in. And that's something that's so important. And if that's something that, you know, communication is huge, you know, and that really connects you to people. So we've learned a lot from each other and others, and we're here to share that. And we're also going to have in the future some individuals on here that we're going to interview and who were part of that, interview journey or whatever you want to call it, and advice and all that, and others that are successful, and they're going to come on and give us some quick tips. But this podcast is meant to be on average about, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes if we're interviewing someone and it goes a little longer. So we're going to keep this short and sweet, and get straight to the points each week. And we'll have important topics that everybody can relate to or potentially use in the future. So,
yeah, I wanted to interject one thing. The thing I'm thinking of, some of the things that went on during it, and there are certain people who did not think we had the right formula or we had the right product. And you know what? We learned from those people. And what I always say to people is, don't always go with the people that say it's great, because people want to seem to like to say, oh yeah, that's great, it's making you happy. I had a CEO who I'm still friendly with, and I'm the only one who gave him feedback. He said, I don't totally agree with what you're doing. I think it's going to hurt the sales team. It's going to hurt the customers. And all of a sudden, I got a call from his secretary saying, I want you in once a month for 2 hours. I said, why? Why me? You know, there's 40 other managers at my level. And he says, everybody else says, yeah, it's great what you're doing. It's great what you're doing. And the same thing with ITEMP. You know, Danielle and I, we got a lot of no's, or we don't think it's going to work. You know, we didn't take those as rejection. We took those were not downsides. Those were honest feedback where we used that to make our product and our pitch better. So remember that. Don't always think when somebody doesn't agree with you that they may agree with you 6 months later if you really listen to them.
Yeah, agreed. If you can't get in the front door, where do you go, Jeff?
Back door, right back through door, the back baby. Door. Yeah.
Exactly. I love when we hear no, because that just creates a challenge. And it's like, all right, how can we turn that no into a yes? No never means no. So I completely agree. But yeah, every single time that we have this podcast, we're going to go over some of the upsides and downsides that went on in our own week from either a business or personal perspective. So Jeff, if you want to go first and tell us if you had some upsides or downsides, or an upside or downside.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's always one. The upside downside of this week was I was trying to reach a very influential person for one of my consulting clients and to help me personally. And I know they were super busy. They were traveling, etc. And, you know, I called 3 or 4 times, and you have to be careful. You have to space it out. You don't want to be annoying. And I knew we clicked, though, and I knew I had a good value that I was going to provide with the company I wanted to introduce them to, and even with my own meeting. And I picked the right time, and we thought the way I was going to approach it. And I said, you know, I'm going to give it another shot. And I got an email today saying, oh, let's meet for dinner. I really want you to introduce me to the people you mentioned. I think there's a lot of value there. And, you know, so that was after the fourth one, I could have given up and said, you know, that was a bummer. You know, I'll go on to the next one. But in that one, I really felt there was more upside than downside to make that extra 1 or 2 phone calls. If I stopped, I would have never gotten this dinner, which could lead to, you know, further business or further personal growth.
That's great.
How about you?
Example. Yeah, so I'll tell you a more personal experience that I had in the past week. So I definitely had an upside. And I have 3 kids, I have 3 boys, and one's almost 7, one's 4, and one's turning 2 this week. And my almost 7-year-old saw someone doing a lemonade stand. He got very curious about that, and he wanted to do one himself. And I was so excited because I've been waiting for the day to teach him like the concept of money and like making your own money, what that feels like, just to get him that like, you know, first bite into actually, this is my money and I made this. So, wow. You know, we went through that experience with my 2 older ones, my 4 and almost 7-year-olds, and we did it for like an hour and a half. And I mean, the lemonade probably cost me maybe $5 and the cups are maybe $2, so $7. And he reeled in almost $40. And
wow,
in an hour and a half, it's better than minimum wage anywhere else. So I'm like, wait, we should do this every weekend,
maybe I partnered with the wrong Michelle. I don't know.
Right? Seriously. You know? So, but it was a good, awesome learning experience, because not only was he excited to get the money, then I got to teach him like, okay, well, now that you have that, let's bank that away. And how much was the cost of production for that. Like, how much was the cost of your product? Okay, $7. So really your profit is this. And he got to understanding. At first he looked at me like I was crazy, but then I said, okay, let's bank that. And next time we can use your profit to buy more, and then we'll reinvest it. And, you know, it's like a little bank. So we called it, we named it an LLC, which is like all my kids' initials, like JGS, which is my kids' name, first names, LLC. And we put it in a little Ziploc bag, and it's a way for next time. But yeah, it was an awesome experience. So, but I just want to thank everyone for joining us today and remind everyone, do not make life too complicated. Remember the formula. There's always an upside and downside to everything.
I agree. And we look forward to have you guys tuning in. This podcast is going to get better every week. Remember, we're working on it. So for you startups out there, you know that first session may not be as perfect, but it's going to get better every week. I feel it.
Yep. And if you have any feedback at all about things that you want to listen to or hear, you can email us at info@mfortaxesrforrecoverysforservicesnow.com. That's mtrsnow.com. And email us any thing that you want to hear about us or any feedback that you have. We'd love to hear it. Thank you all again for joining us.
Hey, have a great week. And remember, make those decisions. Make them positive. Make them the upsides. We'll talk to you next time.